Good morning. We are talking with Andy Banasik, the superintendent of schools at the Prairie du Chien School District. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
And I know it's been a busy, well, it's always a busy time for you, but very busy as you get ready for the April 1st referendum vote in Prairie du Chien. And we've been talking with different teachers. I know you've been talking to a lot of community members, but I think the main, you know, goal that you want to get across is that you knew this was coming. You tried to prevent it, and this is kind of your last-ditch effort.
It really is. You know, our board has done a great job for the last, you know, 8 years of saving money. As staff have retired or maybe went to a different school district and taught somewhere else because their family moved, is we always try to find creative ways of how to consolidate those positions, and we've done that. What's happened is it's gone a lot quicker now. We do understand we do have declining enrollment with our students. We're down about 850 students. And so the need is for us is, even though the referendum may or may not pass, we are going to still have reductions that are going to have to happen because of declining enrollment. But how can we do that process like we're doing for the last couple of years? We reduced over 10 to 15 staff members since 2017 through staff reductions. We've kept our programming doing that. Basically based on student enrollment. So that's why this operating referendum is important, is allowing us to have the great quality of education, allowing us, our teachers, to have the tools that they need to have success, and giving our students success on our community as they move to look to have open doors as they leave high school.
And I know, you know, the black and white scenario of this is, well, declining enrollment, so you don't need as many teachers, you don't need as many you know, services because there's less kids. Why is this an issue? But anybody who works in education, there's a lot of facets to education. So I just want to, and maybe you don't know this off the cuff, because I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but should this referendum not pass, what are some things that would be facing the chopping board right away that students would not have access to, or something that as a general public or as a parent you would be like, wait, no, I want that back?
Right. Well, first of all, it'd just be staff. We'd have to reduce staff to about 10 staff in our district right now. That'd be going in for the 25-26 school year. We don't have the time to do that over 2 or 3 or 4 years. It'd have to be going into 25-26. Second is we're looking at reducing from 7 to 6 transportation routes in our community, and we also would have to be able to stop the in-town routes that we currently have in our district here, which is a great tool for our community and helping our kids get to school on time as families work in that. We're going to have to make cuts in our athletic department. We know that if it passes or not passes. But the other one is the support staff. We have many support staff in our district that help support our teachers and our programming and our needs of our kids, and a lot of those support staff would have to go from full to part-time. And with them going to part-time, we know there's other full-time jobs in our community, so I'm sure they would look at those other full-time positions. So it just really affects the students and what we can do programming.
And, you know, everybody, you're talking about cutting people's jobs, which is, you know, this isn't a huge community. You know, 10 people losing their job, that's a hit to the community. That's 10 people who have dedicated their life to the Prairie du Chien School District. You know, that's not something that should be taken lightly. That's not even the support staff that you're talking about as well. But anybody who's dealt with children before, you know, maybe you have 2 or 3 kids and then they have a couple friends over. It's very different when you tack on 1 or 2 more kids. Maybe your kid has a birthday party. I bet you don't do that birthday party alone. You make sure your significant other is there. Maybe you bring a friend, you bring your parents. When you talk about cutting down support staff, those are the extra aides that are in the classroom to keep the ship righted for the instructional teacher. So when you're cutting those, it's a lot harder for the teacher to keep that ship righted.
You're exactly right, Lori. It really is. There's bigger needs with students these days than maybe 25, 30 years ago. The family dynamic has changed as we look at that. So when you're trying to support those kids from transportation to breakfast to lunch, getting that support for them in their math English, reading, science, history, or in elective areas, you need that support. You need those support staff to do that. To just have one teacher in front of 25 students with so many different needs that kids have, it's highly unlikely for that teacher to have any success. So having, like you said, using that correlation as a birthday party, my significant other better be there to help me support. Right. It's kind of the same thing here. Our support staff do a great job with our teachers in supporting and giving those kids the individual attention needed at that age. And as you watch them grow, you can see the support that they did have, and now they're starting to have success and feel good about themselves. You're talking mental health, you're talking self-esteem. All those are included in that equation for success of a student.
And I know, again, nobody wants higher taxes. Nobody has ever said, I would like to pay more in taxes. But this is really something to simply keep the district at the bare minimum. You're not asking for, brand new buildings and we want to add a wing and, we need all new technology equipment. Like, this is a bare minimum request, correct?
It is. Our first referendum we went through, we looked at $10 million. Over 4 years. As we know, this one is at $7 million as we look at that. We know that we're going to have to make cuts because of that. And so with other reductions and set up, is the bare minimum for us to have some success with our kids. We have to be able to continue some programming. Some programming is going to get cut because of the number of students they have in those courses or selections. Our cores are going to be there, English, math, and science, and history. We know that. But what other electives can we have to help support those students so they stay connected in our schools? Because the fine arts and all those programs and clubs that come with it, it's very important that that student has a connection in their school district.
Yeah, and of course, the big issue too is then growing the district. And I know that's a much bigger issue that involves, way outside of my pay grade. But how do you get that enrollment to kind of back up, go up and at all? Or do you just go, okay, here's what we're dealing with, and we've got to make do with this?
We got to make do with what we have. We understand that. But, we also want to find creative ways in how our community can grow, because we're not. And that's all rural. And we talk about that. It's a lot of suburbans are growing. There's not the families of four kids anymore. It's one or two kids. So how do we do that? How do we make Purdy Sheen a site where people would want to come? We know it's a safe place to raise a family. We know it's a great place to raise a family. People tend to know each other, and pretty soon they support each other, and we know that. So a lot of our alumni have come back to taught or work in our school district because they know it's a great place to raise families. And how do we get that out there? We understand that taxpayers on a fixed income. We respect that. We understand what they're saying from the entities when you look from the city, county, and the school in Southwest Tech. And so how do us four work together to help support the taxpayer at the same time and also be able to grow our community, at least maintain?
And of course, one sign of a healthy community is a healthy school. You want to say Prairie du Chien is a very healthy community. And so, a very proud community. That is one thing that I've learned in the 13, 14 years that I've worked here. Very, very proud community. Having a great school district is also something the community should be proud of. Because they kind of go hand in hand. If you're trying to build the community, people will look at the school district. Oh, they have a great school district. Yes, let's move into this community. So again, it's kind of one of those things. It's multifaceted. You very much understand, nobody wants to pay more in taxes, but you're asking for the bare minimum.
And we are. And you can see it's a state problem. There's many schools that are going to operate referendum. I think there's another 80 going here in April.
Is it like 29 of 32?
29 of 31.
Oh, I was CESA off by one. 29
of 31 schools in our CESA 3, which is ranges from Fenimore, Lancaster, Platteville to us, to Spring Green, are going to operate referendum. So it is not
a Prairie du Chien problem.
No.
It is not a Prairie du Chien school district problem. It is a rural Midwest problem.
It really is, as you know that. And so we can't fix that all the time, so we need our support of our constituents, our community. Like you said, it's been a very proud community. The people roll up their sleeves, are willing to help. We know that, and we know this is a difficult decision. So we've put a lot of information out there. We feel through mailings and surveys. We got the information to them to make sure that they can make an informed vote, and that's all we could ask for, is people getting out on April 1st and making that informed vote for our school.
All right. Well, we are talking with Andy Banasik, the superintendent of schools here at the Prairie du Chien School District. Thanks so much, Andy. If people want more information, some of that, you know, kind of last minute, all of that stuff, I know there's information on the website, correct?
There is. Just right on the Prairie du Chien website, or the board welcome to email me. Emails are on the website, or just give me a direct call.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks, Lori.